Blog Talk Radio.
You didn't come to church the
one,
next
two,
Sunday.
One, two, 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 one, two.
Yes.
Two, 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 one.
Two. What's going on with this table? Why is this?
Hold on, because this is too much heavy on one side. You got to lay aside every week.
It ain't never had this problem. Testing 1-2. Lord, do it again right now. The lapel, I used it. It was just on. They just used it. Less than 5 minutes. Oh, when they. Yeah, you turned it off the wrong way. Oh, you changed the frequency.
I just hold the button and say it off.
Well, I don't know if it got touched before you got it. Is the air working? Will you make sure it's on 71? Down the hall. It's down the hall. Straight. He gonna make it work. He just old.
Yeah, the ears, I'm telling you now, I'm talking, the ears move, so this ain't a nice shift.
It ain't no shift. No, did you get the video file? No one nerves. But personality has got better. I don't even know who he is now. He's like the old Noah. That's the Noah I used to love. I used to love Noah. He was amazing. And then he just started being a.
If I couldn't say.
No, I believe no. You know when them kids go out there and get that snatch, they change on you.
I couldn't say.
They got them. They change.
Say the snatch.
Mm-hmm. But he back to holding now. I feel a little holiness. I feel it near him. It ain't all.
Swimming river with a float.
Because the attitude changed.
Yeah, that's how you tell them children when they start getting grown.
Yeah.
Start smelling themselves as old people.
Yeah. Something.
Crossing waters they shouldn't cross right
now. Absolutely.
Oh. My high. Hey, yes, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that I don't say nothing. I should not say. Turn every cuss word into a tongue, Father. Right now.
Thank you.
already know how I am. I found the way.
Yes, Holy Ghost feel sure enough to do this stuff right here.
Well, that lets you, you know, there's always got to be a saint, there's always got to be a sinner.
Amen. Well, I have best of both worlds.
Good cop, bad cop.
Bipolar. Yes, sir. How about that? Hey. Thank you. Glory. Yeah, God. Yeah, that's...
It's the disclaimer that you always, the 1 minute countdown. That's the disclaimer. I want the 5 minute one and the 1 minute one. Oh, you, I heard you a little sarcasm.
Hallelujah.
But that allows me to give me enough time to be able to share in multiple areas and all that good stuff. So as soon as you go live, I can start sharing and I can send an email blast.
Yeah,
thanks
a lot. Can I have my phone on the table?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God. You know, I don't do this stuff right here. You know, they don't let you do this at TVN.
Oh.
Praise God. Heard y'all back there.
That's
Atlanta.
Not it. That's not it. Oh, that does make sense to play the closing one instead of the other countdown one because it looks stupid. Yeah, that's right. Use that one instead. That makes a whole lot of sense. So we don't look retarded. That was smart. Good looking out.
Hmm. Somebody got to have a mirror and a friend and start posting stuff.
Jesus. All around. I'm married to a fool.
I don't know what I'm.
My eyes on one person. I'm more than one enough for it. I'm married to a fool.
Oh, well, God bless you. I can't tell that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. The women didn't get ugly when I got saved.
We are kind of alive.
They got final. Well, I can't tell that one. I get married. I just know that, hallelujah, commitment is a key. Hold on now.
Yes, sir.
Because love don't keep you together. Commitment does. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Can't be with the one you love, won't love the one you're with. That's what they say. But I beg the difference. I beg the difference in that right there. They don't ask them if you want no answer.
No, he just talking about yesterday.
But
he
no,
holding that.
No, but I'm being for real. You have to, you know. I'm not saying that ain't nobody you look at and come across, they ain't going to look good to you. But it's a difference between looking and lusting. Glory to God. And I know that's why the women be looking at all the movies with them guys with them shirts off and stuff. Well, I can. I live in the flesh, amen. Oh, thank you.
Oh. He just doing the comedian thing he do. Let me know when you go live. Yeah, I want the ending disclaimer instead.
Hey, can I get the link too so I can share with my
Well, we did, but we I got to take out the other one. I got two disclaimers.
Hey, me and me.
I don't. The promos. You do all the promos. Nothing's changed.
What I need to put on my Facebook?
I can send you the
just send it, yeah, just send it to me.
But I've been waiting on him to go on the 5 minute the thing so I have enough time to share, but he's trying to get it together.
You asked him not to forward you all this stuff and they still say
clinical psychologist.
That means that your writing is not legible to him.
But we do the same thing, it's the same flow, just fill him in the spirit. Just catch him in the spirit. In the old church, they made me go on the fast because I wouldn't. I told you every time I come back, give me applause, and I told you what to play at the end. I mean, it's simple.
Okay. Y'all make sure y'all get my good side because I took my Botox shots yet. So.
Thank you. Content disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in the media or comments on this show are those of the speaker or owners and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by our ministry. All material is gathered from other sources, and we only comment on publication and previous social formatted information. Due to the social nature of this information, it may contain content copyrighted by another entity or person. Deeper Look claims no copyright to said content. The Deeper Look can't be held accountable for the copyrighted content. The Deeper Look is a messenger and sharer of information and strives to verify but cannot warrant the accuracy of copyrights or completeness of the information on this format. If you have a complaint about something or find your content is being used incorrectly, please contact The Deeper Look prior to making a copyright claim. Any infringement was not done on purpose and will be rectified to all parties' satisfaction.
Join the Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Deeper Look Show or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Use this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0135.
Dr. Jackson would like you to support the Deeper Look family financially. You can show up through various methods. Cash App, hashtag Deeper Show. Venmo, Deeper Show. Zelle, DeeperLook2020@gmail.com. Or you can mail all contributions to Deeper Look Show, care of HC Multicultural Center, 6651 Crestline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211.
Are you interested in getting your product or event out to the world? Consider advertising with us. Send us an email at deeperlook2020@gmail.com. Ask our team about letting us help you get your message out to the world. Or call 904-878-4680.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
Well, God bless you, my friends. I'm so excited to be here today. Hopefully all is well with you and that the Lord is smiling upon you. I've got my good friend, Bishop Aramis, is with us today, Johnson. And we've got a whole lot to talk about today. And hopefully Dr. Caldwell will come with us as well, a host of guests that are going to be hopefully talking about. You know, I brought him because anyone that knows Jacksonville knows that Aramis is gospel, old gospel music at best. Now, he does it all. He's an accomplished musician in our city. And the other night, I got a chance to look at your live stream. And you were just going back singing some of the old songs of Zion. And it blessed my heart just to hear some of the old songs of Zion. And, you know, whenever I have you to come, I don't ever want anything new school. I always wanted old school. And so we're going to talk about the significance of gospel music today and what gospel music has done. And, of course, you can hear it again, this coronavirus and all of the things that the nation is going through. Worship is so important. And I'm old school. You know, maybe you're like me. There's some songs that that move you. You know, those old hymns, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Just Another Day that the Lord has, all those songs brought us over. And they have been songs that are a part of our faith that strengthen our fortitude in God. And these are the songs that I think have been a blessing. And so we're going to talk about those songs and why they have such power and impact. And we're going to talk, if you notice behind us, we've got the legend. What is that, the caravans?
Yeah, the caravans.
Yeah, the caravans are behind us. We're going to talk about the legends of gospel music, and we're going to talk about it all. Hey, my wife is, she's on tonight. And hey, let me announce some of the people that's on. Tyrone, Tyrone, thank you for being on. Greta Harris, Veronica, Terrell, and of course, the most beautiful lady in all the world, Vicky, is on tonight. And maybe I'm a little partial because that's who I sleep with. But she's on tonight. So it's going to be a wonderful show. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. And I want to warn you that Aramis is a clown. And so I don't know what's going to happen between us. We may have to bring him back to do some co-hosting with me because he's got that personality. I'm old school and laid back. But he is definitely a clown tonight. Love you too, baby. She said she loved me. All right, so let me. So we're excited tonight, and then we're going to talk about recap on. We did a musical. We did a musical for the nation, and thousands of people watched. We watched that night. I think it got up to 2,000 folks were live at one time watching as we did, and then we did YouTube, and I think it peaked maybe at 1,000 and went back down. Of people, and we're still working the YouTube thing. I got to get better at YouTubing live. Yeah. We do it well, but just subscribers. So if you're watching us, please subscribe, and they're on our YouTube channel so that when stuff go live, you can see it and know that it's taking place. Well, we're getting ready to pause for just a minute. We're turning it back into the hands of our producer, and they're going to do what they do, and then we'll be coming right back to talk with Aramis.
All right.
an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this line to hurt people.
Gospel music, just the significance of it. I mean, you may break out with a song. It don't matter. Anything.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Join the Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Deeper Look Show or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Use this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host calling guest, 516-590.
Can you hear me? Am I loud? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Can you turn me up a little bit in the studio? I want to be able to hear myself just in case I feel like yanking it tonight. We're talking about gospel music and singing. I may want to pull it. Yeah, thank you. They got me right. So I'm so glad. So I'm thankful tonight, excited. Now, Aramis, you know, you are one of the younger bishops. But, you know, I say that, but and they're going to put your name up, too, eventually.
Okay.
But I say that, and but I mean, you turned 30 this year.
I turned 30 the 19th of March.
Wow! Yeah. So you're 30 now.
Dirty 30.
You dirty 30.
Finally
all right.
Finally made it out in the
yes.
Finally made it.
Now I met you. I did. I came and preached for the church that you're now pastoring now.
That's right.
Exactly. Didn't know you then at the time, and So we later met back up. Sister Lydia was having a program.
That's right.
And with her program, she invited you over. And
the church.
But I think who I later found out was my cousin that night. Cedric Johnson was preaching.
Yeah, that's
Cedric,
right.
I later found out I didn't know he was my didn't know he was my cousin at the time. And so Cedric was speaking that night, and he preached that night.
Yes, he did.
And then you came back to see our media stuff because, you know, I believed in sound and media if I didn't believe anything else. And then we just struck up a friendship and just have never ended. I mean, you played for us, was part of our church one time and was a member, and then God sent you on to do some great and awesome works. And now you matriculated, and ultimately you're a pastor, ordained as a bishop in the Lord's church, and you're pastoring the childhood church that you grew up in.
That's right.
Under Apostle, what's the name?
L.B. Washington.
L.B. Washington.
L.B. Washington.
Y'all, the Sabbath keeping church.
Yes, sir.
By the
yes,
Red World Tract.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Not to be mixed with, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. L.B. What was her name? Mother, oh, she was such a sweet lady. I forget her name. So many people she touched her life. I still can hear them on WCGL in the morning. And she touched so many lives. But listen to me. And if y'all think of it, y'all just say, hey, Sister Hill, glad to have you on. Devin, good to have you on. Thank you. Trin, James, Tim, Butler, God bless you, all you. Thank you all for being on. This is live, and this is, Thursday?
This is Thursday.
This Thursday night, and I'm so glad to have you on. So tell me a little bit about you. Tell us about you, your pastorate, and let's just talk about music and tell me a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, Bishop Aramis Johnson, I'm 30 years old. I've been in church all of my life, born and raised. I had no choice of the matter about going to church.
Because you was on drugs.
Yeah, that's right. My grandmother drugged me. She drugged me to church.
Yeah.
And I had no choice of the matter. So they're laughing in the studio, y'all. We having this fun. So I didn't have a choice of the matter. It was everything. When I go, everything had to go with me.
When she moved, everything in the house moved just
everything
like that.
Everything was going. So my grandmother was very key. She raised me. My mom had me at 15 and, you know, so it was just like, give me Aramis and I'll take care of Aramis. I'll raise Aramis. And so she did. She raised me in the fear of the Lord. And
I took a liking to the keyboard at the time, and just in that, Apostle Washington and her son at the time was, he wasn't even bishop then, he was Ella Washington. He laid hands on me and told me, "Do you believe that God is going to give you the gift to play?" And I said, "Yeah." And he told me, he asked me, did I know what it was to believe? And he laid hands on me, and God anointed my hands from that day to now.
Now you got to go back now.
Okay.
You got to go back, because he was mentored during the time of Bishop Baker.
And
most people don't know who Bishop Baker was.
Oh, yeah. Bishop Baker.
Pillar, Ground, and Truth.
That's it. That's
and
it.
They're Sabbath keepers as well.
Exactly. 14th and Grandpa.
And so he trained most of the musicians in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
Bishop Baker.
Bishop Baker was an awesome musician, awesome preacher. I mean, if you want to know where a lot of, especially the old school musicians,
like Larry
from,
Boston,
yeah,
and
Bishop
some of them.
Larry Boston, Stanley Green, Ronald Andrews, a lot of them, they got it from Bishop Moses Baker from Holy Church of the Living God.
Well, not only that, all up the coast, he trained folks would come from
was,
far and near, and he would teach them,
yes.
and they would get that down south kind of playing,
and
would just go around the country and play. He
oh,
was
yes.
a mentor. So, while I said that, it's because when people see a laying of hand, they have to realize the mantle that's passed down from the for that impartation. So literally, you have an imparted gift of that rich inheritance of Bishop Moses Baker.
Came all the way down.
That's that rich.
That's right.
That's every, and he was one of the major bishops in that movement.
And he made apostle, I think, at one time, and he was presiding one time, I think, in that organization as well.
So your start was rich. Mm-hmm. Now, so they laid hands on you, and not too long after you started plucking around.
Yeah, I started making a little noise, and a little noise became a little better noise, and then a little better noise to even good noise, and then God just, I excelled so fast.
Where did the singing come from?
Singing, I was doing that before I was playing.
Oh, okay. So you've always been a singer.
Oh, yes. And I grew up, my grandmother was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a singer. She sung. And I mean, just my whole family musically inclined. And I never forget it. Bishop Lawrence Callahan, I was at Victory Tabernacle on Willow Branch.
Not Victory Tabernacle, that's Bishop
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
L.A.
Over
Nicholas.
There behind Old Pick and Save.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, let's walk it back.
Yeah, we're going down memory lane.
Uh-huh.
And Bishop Callahan told me that God was going to bless me and anoint me and allow me to see the world by my gift. And sure enough, that man did not lie. I know God spoke to him and told him that, because now I'm doing things I never would imagine that I would be able to.
Well, that's L.C. Callahan. Now, you know Callahan was the man now.
Philippians.
Community he was
church.
A pillar
in
our city, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
There was no doubt in our mind that he was a true apostolic leader, probably ahead of his time so much. Most people don't realize that man was a trailblazer and did a lot in our city and everything. So you got this calling, you're singing. Why old music? I mean,
Old music is what we call old because it has a lot of age older than some songs that I sang. They don't even know the writers of these songs because they're so old. Those songs have power. They came from a place of those who were going through oppression, depression, going through hard times, and those songs lifted them. It invoked the presence of God, and it brought them through a rough time, a tough time. And so every time I sing them, the anointing, it falls, and not because it's me, but because I feel the songs, because they came from a true place.
You know, there's an oil on some of those songs. You can listen to some of those songs and, like, 'tis so sweet to trust in
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just another day.
That the Lord has kept me.
I mean, it's something about, I've heard songs that are modern, and then you grab one of those old songs,
yes, Lord.
And I'm telling you, it reaches somewhere down inside you.
Yes, sir.
I can't explain the place that it reaches.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Those songs reach down, I'll oftentimes say, in the subterranean chambers of your innermost sanctum.
Yes, sir.
That's that RJ word. But it did something. Those songs did something. It lift the spirit, and it did. Something. Just yeah. something. I've just put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot tonight.
You know, that's kind of what I do.
But, yeah, I remember, if I can, when I was in the hospital, had a blood clot. I had what they call a bilateral pulmonary embolism. And I did not know whether I was going to live or die. But I'll never forget, this song was very instrumental and key.
You know violin?
I do.
She said, you've been like this ever since y'all were in school.
Yeah. Henderson. Yeah. hallelujah. But the song that stuck with me is The Blood That Jesus Shed For Me Way Back On Calvary, The blood
I hear that.
That gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. No song like that, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
You can't sing them long because I'm telling you, they just do something. They do something.
Man, I am a witness that in the roughest hours of my day, of my life.
Yes, sir.
Man, I've been able to sing some of those old songs and it's just reached down inside. You can be going through, got hell in your life,
yes,
not
sir.
Knowing where your money coming
yes,
from,
sir.
Money, funny, change, strange, and get to singing some of those old songs.
Yes, sir.
And look like they reach a place in
yes,
your
sir.
Life that's
yes,
crazy.
Yes, sir.
And it lifts your spirit.
Helps you to go through.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I understand what the old saints used to say, to believe I run on. Just see what the end's
yes,
going to be.
Yes,
and someone asked me, they said, Doc, why are you coming on talking about this? Because I believe the nation is going through.
Yes.
I mean, I've been a champion for saying pastors, protect your members, all that good stuff, and do streaming and do all those kind of things and limit and all of those kind of things. I've been a proponent of that. But many people fail to realize that those songs give strength. And people need to be encouraged. You know, I've just got through talking. We're getting testimonies of people that I've built a website, and we're getting testimonies of people that that had the virus and survived. Folks that said, watch this. One of the testimonies said it felt like the Spirit of the Lord came all upon him and breathed in him. There are people that are 89 years old that are living that's been through the virus. But the man already had emphysema.
Jesus. Wow.
And lived through it and went through it in 3 days and it passed.
Wow.
So, and the truth of the matter is, 80% of the people survive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the 20 percentile.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that's in that 20 percentile
right.
that's living.
Right.
And they say shouldn't live, that have underlying health issues, hypertension, high blood pressure, diabetes, dialysis, asthma, asthmatic, emphysema. That means one of the lungs don't even work. And they're living. And these people are saying that the Spirit of God is coming over them in their hospital room. They felt something. And what that tells me is those that keep doubting the church, that keep doubting.
Yeah.
One wife told me that she just had left gospel music playing in the room for him. She couldn't be, they wouldn't let us continue to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
But she left the worship going on.
Wow.
Old school, Abba Tina Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like, I Know the Lord Will
yes,
Make a Way Somehow.
That's it.
And just ministered to his spirit in those particular times. So there's a power in gospel music.
Oh yeah.
And so I want to encourage saints to continue to sing these old songs and never lose the richness of our history.
Because I think it's safe to say that we are all are in a place that we've never been before. There are people my age, younger than me, older than me, older than you, that this is new. They have never seen anything like this before in their life. But one thing sticks with me, that Jesus, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. Situations change. Things change all around us. But he never changes. And that's something that Jesus never failed. Heaven and earth.
How does it go, Doc?
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Yeah. That's it. He never fails.
And I think that we got to remember to encourage, because what happens is, a friend of mine is a scientist. He said, as a scientist, we're taught, and doctors, most people don't realize they're PhDs, they're MDs. They have a doctorate in medicine. They are scientists.
Mm-hmm.
That scientists are taught to give you the most grimmest part of the story.
Right.
They're told you to give you all of the raw facts,
right,
the worst case scenarios. Mm-hmm. If things go better, great. And so that's what they're trained to give you, all of the scenarios. But he said to me, and who's a believer, he says, it's bad, but it's not as bad as we say it is.
Right.
We have to tell the country how detrimental it is, to shock them, to get them on alert, to not take this thing as a joke, that this thing is serious. So we've got to give them the worst case scenario.
Right.
But listen to me. Jesus
never failed. That's it.
And I think that we have to learn that despite what we're hearing, that God is still good, and that we've got to sing these songs and encourage. I'm encouraging every worship leader.
Yeah.
I need you to get on your timeline,
yeah,
get online, and this ain't about getting a paycheck from a church because or people buying your product. First, you are called to be a worship leader. I see you preachers, you on there preaching. And some of you all, you know, like y'all scared because you ain't got a congregation behind you to say a word, sir. But you still need to be vocal about your faith and what you believe in. We're at a detrimental time where we are calling for worshipers.
Right.
I'm asking that worship leaders will come together and do concerts and
come
to each other's houses and do stuff and just allow our music, our gospel music, to go forth, whether you are contemporary Christian music, CCM, or you are gospel music or contemporary gospel music. It doesn't matter.
Right.
However your expression comes out, it is important that we pave the airways with the gospel message, because Jesus
never fails.
Never fails.
I believe it's therapeutic.
It's very therapeutic, because music and laughter is like medicine to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
When Saul was out of hand, David would play before him, and it would drive out evil spirits.
Yeah.
And I believe that music,
yes, sir,
has the ability to drive out. You know, most people don't realize, because I'm more of a theologian and I don't get into my deliverance ministry and all of those kind of things, but many times when casting out demons, I will use music, because many of them, they were possessed because they sung incantations through backmasking of music, and demons came in through music. And so to cast them out, it will require a level of music to cast them out.
Right.
Just the way you accepted it, you've got to renounce it the same way doing the opposite of it. But they don't understand that what singing gospel music does and how it reaches. And especially that stuff that makes sense, not this stuff where you don't know what you're confessing or the chord progressions that the person used or whatever was going on behind the scenes and all this backmasking. This old-fashioned gospel music, I want to tell you thank you. We're going to come right back. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about something. I guess I'm going to tag you along with me, because I thought Prophetess Caldwell was coming back, but I haven't seen her come back. But we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Will you ask her to come over? She here? Don't go nowhere. Let's
see who's all on here. Hallelujah.
How you doing? Are you ready? Give her the handheld mic.
Just gonna cuff it. Just come in.
If she stands, will she fit in here? Because she's short. There's no batteries. Yes. Well, we're so glad, and I guess our audience didn't clap for us, but God is good, and we're thankful for everything that He continues to do, and we're thankful. We're going to talk about last Saturday. Prophetess Caldwell is in the room, and I think
yes,
they're getting
sure.
her mic.
Hallelujah.
And so we don't know how she's going to fit in there. And so let's move this stool. You want to put a stool? Is that too far?
Yeah, we're going to see if she can fit between Albertina and Inez.
Yeah, yeah, Andrew. Yeah. And that's them behind us, definitely not us.
Right.
Okay. And so we are just thankful tonight. She's coming. We had a tremendous time last Saturday. The Lord touched us and told us that we needed to worship and that we needed to do a throwback concert. And that's what we did. I know that Brother Meacham, and I actually reached out, tried to reach him today. I know that he did a thing about a throwback concert. And a tremendous thing. It was really good to hear some of those. But we need more of those kind of things. Matter of fact, if people want to stream live and do those things, our church is open for that because I want to see us taking the gospel music and ministering to people. I also opened our church up for any pastors or churches that that need a place to have church on Sunday to stream and get their message out. Wouldn't charge them. They can give us a love offering, but I mean, so that they don't have to do a bootleg version of streaming out on the iPad or the iPhone.
Had a phone on a tripod.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do that. And so, we're offering that for this Sunday. Come on, Slim Jim. Come on, Sister Slim. Come on.
Right.
Come on. She's coming on and join us.
I think I am short enough.
Yes,
yeah,
she is.
Fit
she,
right
she,
in.
She fit right on in.
Fit right
and
in
so,
we'll get them later, y'all.
Yeah. So, we're just thankful for everything that God is doing. Last Saturday, a prophetess talked to us about last Saturday.
I think it was very remarkable. Everything that God did was just mind blowing. The hearts that was touched, and we are still doing.
Yes,
closer.
Good.
We're still doing the Cash Apps and helping others, and we'll be doing that again on tomorrow night.
Yeah, put the Cash Apps.
Put the Cash App, Teach Jacks, and what we are sowing into others, helping them buy food and tissue and meds and things that they can't afford right now. And we thank God for the heart of God that God has given us as servants first for the kingdom here at the Hospital Church. And last week, I've seen God move, and people are still giving testimonies, and we're still receiving inboxes of the wonderful things that God had done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because something Sabrina Drayton sung, I don't know what she sung, but it was either a young lady or a young man reached out to me. I don't remember who it was. They were about to commit suicide.
Wow.
Because somebody left them or something with the kids. No, he died. Something happened to him. I was old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Went on. And she was about to end her life and the baby and just go and check out of here.
Man.
And she was going alone. And I told Sabrina that afterwards. She was going alone, and she saw us on YouTube.
Mm.
And just going on YouTube, it came up on that was live. Never heard of our ministry. I think she was in Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
Outside of Chicago, Illinois. She said it. It's outside of one of the suburbs outside of Chicago. Heard it. And something she said in that song arrested her right at that point, because people are depressed, anxiety, they're stressed. They're dealing with more mess and more stuff than you can believe.
Yes, and we have to continue. Worship, it encourages the heart. You know, the Bible began to say how that even when David played, that he was able to soothe the demons that was driving Saul. So worship, it would tug at the heart, and it is so important that we keep that worship alive for others to offer hope to the hopeless and bring peace to the ones that mind right now is in chaos. And I think she was singing, you're a miracle worker and you're always making a way. And she started saying that Jesus is his name and he's a miracle worker. And some people just needed to know that you're not alone. And even though you may be going through one of the roughest situations in your life, that God is still in total control of it all and that he has the final say. So it was a awesome time. I love Bishop Hall.
Oh, okay.
Bishop Hall ministered to me so greatly when he started going back to Sweet Low. And, I mean, he took me back to my childhood. I ain't telling y'all my age. But I enjoyed him when he began, when Bishop began to go all the way back with us. You know, that really ministered to us and took us back to songs that made so much sense.
Now, he also has, can you do a little bit of that clip? I think that's what you were telling me. That you have a clip. Do a little bit of that clip. I know that wasn't on our schedule, but we're talking about it. Can you put a little bit of that clip up?
And we're standing here. Only because you made a way.
Now you have to stay up because you're shadowed.
You called the walls to fall with your power. And for very long, there is nothing that they're possible. And we're standing there only because you made a way.
Can you imagine to be sitting there at the point of not wanting to live, and you work miracles, you cause walls to fall? It was such an encouragement to her that she decided to live.
Yes,
Jesus.
That's what it was all about. So that one soul made such a difference. We know we touched thousands, but just that one testimony, it's the reason why we're doing this.
And then we were able to bless some leaders.
Yes.
We gave out countless numbers of cash out to help people with money for medicine, gas money, bus passes,
food,
being able to do stuff. We gave out a lot of money that night. We gave out more money than I was planning on giving out that night. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But he moves mountains.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, he needs to call walls. Okay.
Yes.
But anyhow, but it was an awesome experience to be able to love on God's people.
Yes.
And we're probably going to restream that even on next week. But it did something. And then, like you were saying, Sabrina, you on here. We talking about you. Girl, the God used you so the other night, and you touched some lives the other night. We were talking about, we just played your clip. You probably missed it, but we were talking about how somebody that called in to us and told the testimony of how their life was spared because of that. They decided to live, and they'll put the number on the screen. Sabrina, if you want to call in before we leave, you can call in. They'll put it up on the screen, and you'll see it. Somebody put it in the notes for her, and you call in, Sabrina, because you blessed some people.
Yes, Lord.
You know, that young girl was ready to die, but you sung that song.
Gave a will to live.
You sung a will at her.
Yes.
Look, God Almighty.
Lord Jesus.
And so that is an amazing when we think about how God uses us. Sometimes we don't even realize how we're conduits.
Yes.
We're just singing, preaching, doing what we're doing, but we don't even realize how much of a conduit we are for the move of God.
Yeah.
Right.
And last Saturday taught us, because, you know, we wanted to cancel that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we were looking at everything they were saying. Kyrie's on. Bless you, Kyrie.
And he did a wonderful job as our
Lance's
musical
on.
Director.
Oh,
Derek Mercer's on. Yeah, he did a wonderful.
He did a wonderful job. He pulled everything together, and that Philip Mercer.
That, oh, God, that Philip Mercer. I wanted to throw my shoes at him.
That Philip Mercer brought a preacher out that I tried to keep calm the whole night.
Bless you, Heather. Good to see you. It was so amazing because people were responding across the nation. When I looked at, I was excited. I saw it was 12K, and then it went to 2,000 folks were live at one time. And people have shared it, viewed it. People then down. One lady said, I went on and downloaded it.
Wow.
I've been listening to it in my car. I mean, I'm getting the report of it. And now, let me tell you something. That old man Hall, he did that throwback. A little bit of Mahalia Jackson and all of other people.
Went back.
He went down memory lane. Y'all, can we play a little bit of him? I don't know what you're gonna play, all of it, a little bit of something. I'll tell you when to stop, I guess. But put a little bit of that. It blessed our heart.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's how you know it's Lord.
Because we wanted to do something that every generation could bless. Bless you, Sister Kathy. Sister Lampkin, you back on. We were talking about you just a little bit. We want you to call in at 563-999-9999. 3060 if you own Sister Lampkin, and Arario, Nepa. Oh, is that Greedy? I think that may be Greedy. Lovin's, thank God, have you, glad to have you on, all you that own. But Sister Lampkin, they got a call-in number. If you see it, please give us a call in. But they sung some songs that were like throwbacks.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And we wanted to do something that ministered to everyone.
Everyone.
Little old school, a little, we said some modern. We
had
the
choir.
We had a choir.
So Natasha sung. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Done. I hear you, Sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the worship pastor from Open Arms.
Yes.
And he did a wonderful job. He did a good job.
Yes.
And so it was so much diversity. But y'all, the top of that night, that Philip Mercer. That Mercer, he didn't show us no mercy.
That Mercer made me dance.
He did something for us. He ministered. People were calling me, asking me, excuse my terminology, I don't know if I can say, who is that Negro?
Yeah.
They started asking because he took us to church. And
Philip Mercer, my God.
He opened his lungs, and good God Almighty. You know, when I met him, he was just doing the prophetic songs with the prophetic sounds of prophetic. And but that young man,
he took us to church.
He took us to church. Bless you, Brother Gay. Glad to have you on.
Then went on to say, just another day.
Just another day. Go ahead.
And you know, I actually went to middle school. Me and Philip went to middle school together.
Wow.
And he was like that even in school.
And they saying the same thing about you, that you were just way in school too.
Well, we was in the chorus together. Like I say, Philip have always been like that.
So the oil been on y'all lives forever.
And he's a comedian too. Yes,
Lord. Ted, thank you. So glad to have you on. Lonnie, glad to have you on. Listen to me. Let's hear a little bit of Philip and what he did, and then we're gonna come back, and we probably gonna need to end this thing. It's just about to get good to us.
Yeah.
All right. It's 344. Well, it's 344.
I got so many styles in me. Amen. So many styles that I want to go to is I call Pentecostal Apostolic. Anybody know about the Apostolic and Pentecostal Church? Has anybody ever been in a good tent revival? Come on, put your hands together. Come on, I want to have some church. Right now, Jesus, the Holy Ghost power, the healing power, healing power, healing power, breakthrough power, deliverance power, power.
I turned it off. My God, that's Philip. Good God Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
Put your hands together.
Yes, sir.
Put your hands together.
Philip, you brought the life, Reverend.
I mean, he brought that fire, that heat up in here. Listen to me. We had an amazing time.
Yes. I don't even want to go.
So that we are just going over. But Sabrina's on. Let's talk to Dr. Lampkin.
Yes, Lord.
Did we lose her? Okay. Oh, God, we lost
man,
her.
I want to speak to her.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so we lost her. That's unfortunate. Okay. But it was amazing. Bubba, glad to have you on. Bless you so much. It was amazing.
Yes,
just the experience that we had the other night, and it blessed our heart. Listen to me. What I really believe is that good gospel music is not old. It's not done with. It ministers to the soul. And I think people are realizing that in this day and time, bless you, that we need the songs of yesterday.
That's right.
And so I'm encouraging every artist. Listen to me. If you are a folk artist and you want to do something to stream and come in and bless, let's put our heads together. Let's do another stream. People have been calling us, asking us, will you do another one? Will you please bring this back? She's on the phone. All right, let's go. Let's go to Dr. Lampkin.
Hello. Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you. How are you, Bishop?
We're doing wonderful. We were talking about the testimony that the lady called in, and I was trying to get it together, but called in and said that they were going to commit suicide, kill herself and her child. And we played the clip tonight that she heard. What was that song again?
Waymaker.
You were singing Waymaker.
Made a way.
You made a way. And we played that tonight. And that's what she heard. And it changed. I mean, they would be burying her.
Right.
Her
My
and her
God.
Child. Because depression is at an all-time high. And you sung that song and touched her heart. And so we're just so thankful for thing and you lending yourself to the Lord, that the oil was on you at the right. She said she had been in the house, and she had to just get out. She had to get out.
Yeah.
And Lord,
wow.
You got, good God Almighty.
You pulled it out on
That was stored up oil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
And
I am
you've
just
been
so excited.
And you've been doing gospel music in our city forever. Tell us something about, because people have given up on gospel. A lot of people have given up on gospel, but it's here to stay. Talk to us about gospel music.
Oh yeah, the gospel music is never going anywhere. People give up on gospel music because a lot of our people we're performing now, and instead of trying to do ministry. And everybody is all for themselves. You know, back in the day, we would all hang out together, and we would have these concerts, Bishop, you know, because you were there. But now it's so different. Everybody just got their own thing going. But if we got one Lord, one faith, and there's one baptism, I don't know why we can't worship together and support one another, you know, and just lift up the name of Jesus, because that's what we say it's all about. So gospel music not going anywhere. I've been doing it, like you say, for many, many years, and sometimes you want to throw in the towel because you feel like you're not getting the support that you need, you know. But then again, Jesus couldn't do nothing in his own hometown, so who am I? But I thank you, Bishop, because you have opened a lot of opportunities for me, you know. I know that ain't what you called about, but that, I mean, for me, the things that you've done for me within the last year to show your appreciation and the love that you have for the gospel industry and for music, it's amazing. And to see what happened, that testimony will forever be in my heart. I was just so excited, you know, when I heard about it, you know, because like you say, Brother Philip had done tore the house down. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah. I'm just so, do me, you know. And right now I just feel like worshiping you, God, and giving you the praise. I know you're going to help us get out of this, what we're in right now. And that was my whole mindset. You know,
but you, what we like about you, you stayed in your lane. You've been who you are. You have not tried to be anybody but who you are. And I tell people the oil flows when you're you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Scott, thank y'all for being on. But the oil flows when you are being you. Don't forget to subscribe, you all, to our page. Listen to me. You blessed us. Keep doing what you're doing. Anything we can
bless
do,
you.
Our church is always open for anything that you want to do. If God touched your heart to bring some people together and you want to do your own throwback and some stuff while this is going on to minister to people, our church is open to minister to people. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You know, for me, this is not about money. This is a state of emergency for the nation.
Yes.
People are depressed. They're crabbling onto their very life and some disheartened. So for me, I mean, we'll deal with business stuff later afterwards. Now let's minister to the people that are hurting, that are broken, that are going through, and that are destitute. And we thank you. Hey, Brother Clinton, Bishop Clinton is on.
Yeah.
So Scott's on. Jason's on. Jason is one of the baddest musicians
This
side of God. He played that night.
Yeah.
Kyrie was MD that night.
We grew up together, me and Jason.
Yeah. Those are my boys. They light this thing up on Sundays. We bless each of them. But let me tell you something. Those guys didn't ask for a salary, a penny, a dime. We gave them something because of the rehearsals, the guitar player, the bass player. Everybody did their part, and they ministered, the drummer, and they just served because they understood. And you know, that's why I tell people I don't hire hirelings. Mm-hmm. I bless the people that work for us very well, and I don't mind doing that. Goodman, God bless you, Jerome. Listen to me. It's all about serving God's people and ministering to God's people.
That's right.
And what I like is that you have been a voice in our city, in this generation, in so many different times, for so many different people. I've seen funerals that you sung in where families were melancholy and just blessed them. And people don't realize that the stuff you do behind the scenes of training voices and working with people and giving them their first time to step out on stage or do background and working. And sometimes people, they don't remember the bridges that brought them over. Bless you, Bernie. But you have brought many people across, and I celebrate the God in you. I celebrate what God
Thank
is.
Thank you. Bless you.
Some of these young people, they don't know the joy. They're so busy critiquing that they miss the wealth of wisdom that is carried inside you and the oil that's on your life. We love you so much, and thank you for calling
Thank
tonight.
You.
Bless us.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bless you all.
All right, God.
Doctor.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. It has been a blessing tonight as I have just been on here tonight. So many people blessed us.
Yeah.
It was so much ministry. I'm going to say some last minute remarks, and then we're going to do our close out. And then when they do the closing, they're just going to run into Philip and close him out on the closing after the closing disclaimer. But listen to me, my friend. I want you to look directly at me. Despite what the world is saying, this nation needs hope. And I remember my grandmother say, "Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness." Never lose heart. Never lose courage. Never lose confidence. For this confidence we hold and trust in God. The times may be rough. The current conditions of our country may be adverse. But the God we serve is faithful. I played you. I shared with you testimonies last time we were together, family, about how people have survived this thing. They're living. Ladies have said that God came in their room and breathed in them at the point of death when they were scheduled to die with free propose and pre-existing conditions. God is faithful. Don't give up on your loved one. Don't give up on them. Just because they got it don't mean they're going to stay with it and they're going to die. God got the last word. I tell you, we love you so much. We thank you for standing with us. Remember, go and subscribe and be a part of our family. We're so glad to have you a part of the Deeper Look family. We love you. Like, share. We appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. Well, my friend and co-host tonight, I got to bring you back and let you come on. And I can't wait to let that comedian in you.
I'll be glad to come back. Yes, Lord.
Anything you want
to
say?
Oh, man, this is awesome. I'm glad that I'm honored to you to have me on. As Bishop said, you know, God has the last say. Trust and believe in him. But if you truly believe in him, he'll bring you out. For this is only a season, and no season lasts forever. Amen. But we are yet growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm a firm believer in that, Bishop. I thank God for just being with you tonight.
God bless you. We love you so much.
Meet the doctor over the phone and have them call your prescriptions in to the nearest pharmacist. Imagine the doctor is available 24 hours a day. Sign up at www.signup.center. Get coverage for you and your whole family. Call 904-389-5592.
Are you wondering, what are you going to do? Do you have